Bills training camp this summer, the strength and conditioning staff will be able to measure the exertion rates of the players in practice like never before. Thanks to their new association with sports analytics partner Catapult, strength and conditioning coach Eric Ciano and his staff can monitor the workload of the players during practice with individual GPS tracking devices.
It's about the size of probably a beeper, like back in the day when people had car beepers or phone beepers there. We had our dry fit shirts from Nike made by our guys, and we had a pocket sewn in the back. So when the guys, before practice, we put the units in the pocket, okay, in the hole, put them in their lockers, all right, turned on, so the guys know they put them on before practice, wear them off, and we just catch them as they're coming off the practice field, put them in our pockets, come back in. When we're done with the units, we turn them off. We have a docking station. We dock all the units, okay? We download all the information in a computer, and then we can break it down into any which way we want.
The devices can measure player acceleration, top speed, total distance run in practice, change of direction, and a host of other variables, with the primary goal right now being injury prevention.
If he's had four practices in a row, and his player load is through the roof, his distance is really high, hey, coach, we may have to be careful with this. Because for us, we want to be the link between the offensive defense corner and the special teams coach, so that with guys, everybody kind of knows what's going on, so that you're not wearing them out, I'm not wearing them out, and we're not killing him, and then eventually he breaks. We kind of have a way to monitor those guys, and everybody knows where everybody stands.
One player that typically has a high player load, which is a compilation of five player exertion variables, is C.J. Spiller. After seeing some of the numbers he put up in one practice this spring, he was surprised.
I think the most I think I'd have topped off is around close to 2,000 yards. So, you know, that's a good little bit, that's a lot. Yeah. You know, but you never out there thinking, you know, I'm covering this much or whatever. So, like I said, it's a good program that they got. It's a good device to have. You know, guys, took it with open arms. You know, you don't really notice that it's back there. You're just out there trying to get better.
One of the highest player load totals in the spring practices belonged to rookie linebacker Kiko Alonso, a player that will be closely monitored at camp.
He's a perfect example because he's a guy that's going to probably play on every special team. He's going to play a ton on defense. He's a guy that we're going to have to monitor closely because of overuse and a lot of, he has so much change of direction if you look at his numbers now. So he's definitely a guy that has to be a monitored guy.
Ciano says the players have embraced the information knowing that it could aid in keeping them healthy.
And they'll come over and ask, well, hey, what was my player load yesterday? You know, yesterday was a hard practice. You know, how did it look on the computer? Was it that hard that I felt to me? And we can go back and say, yeah, you ran, you know, this amount of distance. You had this amount of, you know, sprints at this speed. And you can give feedback to those guys. You know, so it's good that they know that they worked hard and the computer showed they worked hard.
With the GPS tracking of players in its infancy with the Bills, Ciano and his staff are taking the information and laying a foundation to help coaches eventually design practices that are position-specific and most effectively get the work done.
That's the ultimate goal, but our goal right now is to analyze data for a year, get as much information as we can, create great standards for each position group, you know, and all those guys, and be able to monitor the guys we have now and make sure we don't have overuse, you know, we don't have overuse injuries.
At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.